Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Yesterday was another beautiful day to come out and meet with the family of God on the Lord's Day. The weather was nice, and many members and friends were in attendance, including Sister Dumas and Brother Heath. We also saw the return of Deacon Meadows, who had one of his best weeks since he has been dealing with some health issues. Let's pray that the worst of these issues are over. Woman's Day is only a month away, and Sister Mary Rory is the program chairperson. I'm hoping and encouraging all to cooperate and work with her to help make this program something God will be pleased with. The NAACP will be here this Saturday, April the 28th, for their Woman of the Year program in the Fellowship Hall, which will start at 5 o'clock p.m. See Deacon Collins if you would like to attend. April is registration month, which means all members need to access and update their church profiles. You can use a computer, tablet, or smartphone to access your profile. If you don't have one of these, it can be done at the church, or you can ask someone to use theirs. I will be available between 10 a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. and 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday to help register anyone who would like help with their registration. I also plan to be there Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., but that may change if I'm needed to drive the van to Rockingham for the District 5 meeting. I will send a message out if anything changes. The Union County Union Mass Meeting will be held here on Saturday, May 19th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. The annual meeting will also be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. So mark your calendar and note the change in the time. The Union County Union Cooperative Training Institute will begin Sunday here at Flag Branch and will continue through Thursday. There will be teaching and training available for everyone in the church, so make plans to attend. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, The Working Church, Part 2. John said he heard the number of those that were sealed to be 144,000 of the tribes of Israel. Then he saw a number of people that no man could number, who were the redeemed of the Lord. It is estimated that 100 billion people have already lived and died. There are currently over 7 billion alive on the planet now. We also know from Jesus that only a few will be saved. If the number John saw is 10 million, that would mean only 1 in 10,000 persons would be saved. And if it was 100 million, the number would be 1 in 1,000. What this means is that God can be and is very selective when it comes to receiving people as children into his family. This is why our works matter. The works of God begin with belief in the one God has sent. Our works are a reflection of what's in our hearts and an indicator of our relationship with God. We must therefore not underestimate the importance of the works we are doing every moment of every day, because they help us to know if we are on the right track, if our hope is to be that one in a thousand or one in 10,000 that John saw, if the number he saw was 100 million or 10 million saved souls, which could be considered a large number for what Jesus described as a few saved. I hope you will take the time to listen to the sermon again and consider these things. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.